It's the Reader's Notebook for Thursday, November 6th, 2014. It's the birthday of American composer and conductor John Philip Sousa, known today primarily for his military and patriotic marches and for giving his name to that big brass horn. His best-known works include The Washington Post, Semper Fidelis, and the perennial concert favorite, The Stars and Stripes Forever. Sousa was born in Washington, D.C. in 1854. His father was a fine trombonist in the U.S. Marine Band, and the precocious son was playing the violin and studying composition by the age of six. Gifted with absolute pitch, young Sousa also studied voice, piano, flute, cornet, and an assortment of other horns. When he was 13, his father enlisted him in the Marine Corps as an apprentice musician to keep him from joining a circus band. He left the Marine Band in 1875 and played in several theatrical orchestras, where he also learned to conduct. 5 years later, he returned to the Marine Band as its conductor and would remain for 12 years, during the tenure of five American presidents. In 1892, he left the Marine Corps for a second time and organized his own band, which toured the nation and much of the world. With the outbreak of World War I, he was commissioned a lieutenant commander and led the Naval Reserve Band in Illinois. After the war, he returned to his own band until his death in 1932. The Sousa Band toured for nearly 40 years, performing at more than 15,000 concerts both in America and around the world, including the World Exposition in Paris, where the band made only one of eight parade appearances in its history. In his last years, he lived in Sands Point, New York, but he never really retired. The day before his death, at age 77, he was in Reading, Pennsylvania, where he conducted a rehearsal of The Stars and Stripes Forever with the Ringgold Band, which still plays to this very day. Buried in Washington's Congressional Cemetery, Sousa's memory has been honored countless times, and he was enshrined in the Hall of Fame for Great Americans in 1976, one of only 102 persons ever to receive the honor. Not only did he write 136 marches, there were numerous operettas and other musical works. He also found time to write three novels and an autobiography. Sousa not only disliked playing in parades, he absolutely hated the idea of recording his music. He had this to say at a congressional hearing in 1906. "These talking machines are going to ruin the artistic development of music in this country. When I was a boy, in front of every house in the summer evenings, you would find young people together singing the songs of the day or old songs. Today you hear these infernal machines going night and day. We won't have a vocal cord left. The vocal cord will be eliminated by a process of evolution, as was the tail of man when he came down from the ape." We're remembering John Philip Sousa, the March King, on his 160th birthday. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for November 6th, 2014. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.